This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I am one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
Oh, boy. I've been partying hard, Tom.
Have you been partying hard? I've not been partying hard, no. Is that what you asked me?
Yeah, it's disrespectful, Tom.
To not party hard?
Yeah, it's not disrespectful. I'm surprised. The big band's birthday a couple days ago.
Who? Oh. what's his name?
The Grimace?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Henry Kissinger.
Oh yeah, no.
That's who usually you're talking about when you mention the big man.
The big man, yeah. I mean,
Henry Kissinger's 100th birthday.
I gotta give him props any time. He's done a lot for me personally. And like, look, he's always been nice to me.
Exactly.
People have their criticisms.
He's been a mensch.
Hey, look, I'm not going to speak ill of him publicly when he's been so nice to me personally, right?
Yeah, maybe he did a lot of messed up things, but he never forgot my birthday.
The Grimace, Tom.
Yeah, the Grimace, he had his birthday. What year was it? Why was it a big thing?
He turned 52.
Wow. Why was that a big thing?
Yeah, I think because McDonald's decided to have a marketing campaign.
Yeah, okay. Well, fair enough.
Tom, let me tell you that. Let me ask you this.
I guess McDonald's isn't above centering their marketing around one of their employees' birthdays.
They're doing a good job with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to clarify.
Yeah.
I have a Twitter account. I don't use it that much, Tom.
Yeah.
Because
Elon doesn't respond to you. You've gotten very mad at
I reply to every single one of his tweets as fast as I can.
Sir, excellent point.
Yeah, I address him the way that I assume he wants. I'm a great man, Tom. Mm-hmm. This is my protest.
You've been getting your paychecks in Dogecoin for years now.
So I changed my Twitter avatar months ago, Tom, to a picture of the Grimace.
Right. Because you like
trenchant,
the Grimace.
A trenchant critique of Twitter and how unserious it's become.
A form of your own silent protest.
And I'll tell you this.
Uh-huh.
I think the message came across at the time as, wow, Tim thinks this is a deeply unserious place, not befitting of his own avatar. He's putting a goofball like Grimace there to show everybody what he thinks of this place.
Yeah, a lot of people canceled their ad campaigns on there.
Yeah, once they saw that, it's no longer Tim's face, it's the Grimace.
Yeah, I think that that company that sells the slime you can use to clean out your car, to clean the vents in your car, they canceled their ad campaign. A company that will send a bag of poop to your enemy, they've also canceled their ad campaign. All the big advertisers on Twitter nowadays.
Yeah. Tom,
Now
I'm afraid that people are going on Twitter.
Yeah.
And they're seeing, you know, they're looking me up.
Of
course.
They're
seeing, like, oh, he's got a Grimace avatar. He must be doing SponCon Grimace's birthday at McDonald's. And I just want to clarify, not the case.
Right. You think a lot of people are going to twitter.com/yourpaltim?
I think
even
just
though you're
to
not
see,
tweeting, just to see what profile picture you have up there?
Yeah, I think so. And maybe to see what likes I've had. Because some stuff.
Uh-huh.
I regret this. What do I like? You know, I don't understand when celebrities are like, oh, I didn't know likes were... What are you liking things for? Like,
yeah, what are you liking things that aren't like announcements about your new movie?
Yeah, or like a funny joke.
Right. But sometimes
it's
like...
Or a picture of the Grimace.
Right. Sometimes it's like, you know what? I like this clip of pornography that's been sent out. So let me, somebody very famous,
click
like.
Why would you engage with pornography in any way that could be traced back to you, celebrity or not?
Yeah. But I mean, I guess
do they have like comments on porno videos online?
Yeah, I assume so.
Yeah,
I mean,
funny, like, or like, are the comment sections like?
I'm not being coy. Like, I wouldn't know. I've never been to a porno site. I can tell you, I've never looked at comments on a porno yeah. site. I've never checked to see, like, well, let me see what everybody else's take on this is.
I enjoyed the part where the woman was demeaned. Is that what they say, Tom?
No. So the ones I watched, they're like, I enjoyed the part where everybody had a good time. Enjoyed themselves.
Good. Yeah. Hey, these are all consenting adults. Mm-hmm. This is something. Hey, not my cup of tea, but I applaud that they all got together and did this.
Yeah.
That's the kind of comment I want to see.
I will say, actually, you know what? I'll say this about my porn preferences.
No, Tom, not in like the first 5 minutes.
I do like seeing people have a good time.
Everybody likes.
No, some people don't like that. They're like, no, I want to see everybody like,
okay. I was talking about the grimace, Tom.
All right.
It's his birthday. They have a purple milkshake for him.
Yeah, grimace flavored milkshake,
yeah,
presumably
they say it
made
like,
out of him.
Yeah, they say it tastes like berries. Everybody's saying it doesn't taste like berries.
It tastes like grimace.
I can't place the taste. This is probably grimace.
It tastes like fur.
I just take a sip of the.
Oh, God, this is felt.
You're just like, yeah, don't grind. Like, I do have a Vitamix, Tom. Maybe I'll blend up some felt into a shake and see what it tastes like.
I just remember when me and you lived together and we had a juicer. The juicer had like a million warnings. Do not try and juice a banana.
Oh, yeah.
Because bananas don't have juice in them.
Yeah.
It made me really want to try juice.
They have some juice in them.
I don't think they have any juice in them.
They're fairly.
All right, we're going to go to the store, buy one of these juices.
No, I mean, maybe the freaking Jack LaLanne juicer couldn't get juice out of it. But are you saying that it's 100% dry? There's no moisture in a banana?
Not that there's no moisture. I don't think there's any juice, though. You can't, like, squeeze juice, like something watery out of it.
I think if you squeeze it hard enough.
Think about when you see smashed bananas.
When you see smashed bananas,
like on the street, like on the sidewalk,
what's going on in your neighborhood?
You see smashed bananas on the sidewalk sometimes. Some prankster trying to get somebody to slip.
Yeah, well, you got to take the banana out of the peel.
I know, but people that are stupid enough to think people are going to fall for that don't know the whole thing. They think, oh, people just slip on bananas.
Oh, I didn't know these dumb pranksters existed.
Yeah, and then they're like, that didn't work. Let's go to Target and buy a juicer. Try and juice them.
Yeah. What was your point with not juicing a banana?
Oh, I was just saying, like, you know, I'm extending the warning. Don't try and juice a banana.
Yeah.
Or do.
Yeah.
Send me a video of you juicing a banana. I'd love to see what happens.
Tom, you want to talk about UFOs this week?
Yes.
I think we should probably just get right into it.
I agree that we should.
Also, you're kind of a loose cannon.
Talking about porno 5 minutes in. Tim, a lot's happening in the UFO world right now, in the UFO alien world. Right. And I would like to focus on three stories.
Three tales to terrify.
Three tales
and titillate.
In the order that.
Because everyone's going to be having a good time.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. No judgment here.
The ETs. The Mac. From Magami.
From Magami. Those are the only two aliens you can think of in popular culture.
Yeah, I think so.
Tim, a lot.
The aliens from Signs. They're all going
to
be.
I would
a good
like
time.
To know your. I was going to say your opinion as like a normal man, but that's loading something that shouldn't be loaded.
Okay.
You're not a normal man.
Okay,
but
Tim.
What is your take on, like, how much of this is getting to you?
None of it. I mean, I hear rumblings.
Getting its work done, then.
Tom, can I tell you I will give the normal man's Joe Q Public's.
I mean, I was gonna say not that like you're normal, not that you're not normal as like, you know, you're like a weirdo. But I don't think your media consumption's a normal person.
Exactly.
You're not the average man on the street.
Yeah, I would say I'm an above average man on the street. Just in terms of strength and bicep.
And speed.
Yeah. Tom, for the past few years, it seems like every few months there's been a thing where it's like, this is it. It's in the New York Times.
Uh-huh.
There's no denying it. This is the smoking gun. Aliens. Mm-hmm. Spacecrafts.
Ray gun.
Exactly, Tom, which I don't even think makes any sense, because why would you have a ray gun if smoke came out of it, right? It's just a ray.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Yeah, turns out I know more about this than you. But at first it was interesting. They're like, oh, the military has videos and they're declassifying them. And then I see people talking like on Twitter and stuff like, well, this is it. Like, you know, we've turned a corner. Now everybody knows. And nothing ever changed. Like, I've never seen an alien or anything. So, like, now now it's all just receding, I think, to the background when I hear it's like, oh, another whistleblower says, oh, I saw a craft.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they printed that in the New York Times 4 years ago, and nothing came of it.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll get into that story because it's a little more complex than that. But I do agree that, like, that New York Times story about, I think it was the USS Nimitz.
And another thing, Tom, the people that are really into this remind me of the people that are like deep, deep into like the right wing news sphere where it's like, oh, you don't know about this scandal? And then it's like, of course, like Joe Biden's second cousin sat on the board of this like Chinese oil company that you've never heard of, and they like know all these like obscure names and stuff, and it's like, I've never heard of any of these companies, people, or I don't understand what the allegation really is here. And that's what you sound like when you're like, the USS Nimitz. Of course, that's what you're referring to, is it not?
So I guess what you're trying to say is you're just the standard sheep walking down the street. You don't dig into any of these stories.
I don't. You know what? I don't dig into
I don't
news
think I've
stories.
Ever mentioned.
I don't care enough about news stories anymore.
I don't think I've ever mentioned on this podcast, but I had met and knew, not knew, but like met multiple times the guy that had Hunter Biden's laptop, not for this show or anything. He was trying to give us the exclusive, but years and years ago when I worked for Apple, he also worked for Apple. We didn't work together, but I think we were at a training together. And like, once I saw a picture, everything like came flooding back where I was like,
I enjoyed this guy's ideas.
No, I was like, oh, this, like from the bare like minimum of what I remember. Okay. It makes sense. Yeah. Of course this guy would somehow get involved in all this. Okay, so I agree with you that like those videos that came out that the government said like, yeah, these videos are real and we don't know what it is we've captured.
Mm-hmm.
That, I think, I'm like racking my brain here. That's got to be the biggest disclosure from the government of all time to basically admit like, yeah, okay, that we're not going to say that's like, oh, you know what this could be? It could be this, could be that. For them to just say, yeah, we don't know what that was, and we're trying to figure it out. Big right. thing. But I do agree
with you. Do you take the government at their word when they say that?
No.
Okay.
But I do think that you're right in that like a lot of other stuff has happened, but nothing has met that threshold of like hard evidence yet.
Yeah, put, you know, interview an ET on the news, right?
Could be dangerous. What if he starts mind controlling everybody through the TV?
That's okay. That's the risk you take.
That's the risk you take watching television. All right. Well, let me start with the first one, which is probably the most obscure here that people may not have heard about. Let me see if I have a date here. I believe it was.
And are these properly sourced, Tom? These stories you'll be telling?
Yeah, this is from 4chan.
Is it?
Yeah. This is from April 24th on 4chan, my birthday.
Yeah. This is what you're doing, just trolling 4chan on your birthday?
No. This comes to me through other means.
Okay.
But basically, this is a somebody who claims to be a whistleblower on 4chan, a UFO whistleblower.
Okay.
They claim that they work for one of these, you know, like secret groups, specifically that he handles spacecraft like crash recovery.
Okay.
But
one of these secret groups?
Like, yeah, like a secret organization within the government.
Okay.
You know, like, what do they call that? Like black budget.
Ops.
Black, like, oh. Yeah, where it's just like, you know, every year when it's like the Pentagon lost.
Yeah.
$5 trillion. It's like, yeah, it went to this group that they won't disclose. So this guy claims.
Like Burisma, Tom.
I'm trying to think of what one of those. One of those Hunter Biden companies is. This company claims that, or this guy claims that he worked for one of these organizations. And he said, like, nope, like, it is not an organization, you know, that anyone would have ever heard of. And I'm not going to say what the internal code name of it is. But basically, one of those, like, I'm dying of liver cancer. There's only so much they can do to me, but it also sounds like, yeah, but I'm still like a little afraid. I'm not going to like say everything,
right.
which to me is a little sus, of course.
Tom,
what?
I had to ask you never to say sus again. You know what? Hold on. Can I just say sus?
Uh-huh.
Means suspect.
Yeah. It's a quicker way of saying it.
And then people are always saying like, legitimate people in my life would say things
like me,
judgy. Uh-huh. Just say judgmental.
Tim, you're
we got more time. Everybody just needs to slow down a little bit.
Tim, it's go, go, go. It's a big rat race here. The
so
alien,
confusing.
The aliens are coming. We got to start getting our shit together. We got to stop wasting so much time. My dog's pulling a microphone cord into her cage.
Okay.
All right. Everything's set now. Let me make sure she didn't unplug anything. Everything's still secure.
Hello, hello.
All right. So this guy says he's dying of liver cancer, so he's getting the word out. And he works for an organization that recovers these things. Here's a few bullet points, because this is like one of these like long multi-day threads.
Right. Like Q.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. UFOs. Well, and let me say, I think it's slightly more reliable than like that, because he's not claiming to have like all the answers.
All right.
And in fact, like a lot of the questions.
Does he speak in riddles?
No. And that's what I'm saying. Like, he gives fairly straightforward answers, and a lot of stuff he's like, I don't know anything about that. Like, so I do think if all this stuff is real and it has been kept a secret for this long, the only way you can keep something that much of a secret for this long is compartmentalization, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, no, I don't know anything about this part of the phenomena because I'm... this
like
is
everybody
what
who worked on the Manhattan Project,
yeah.
Most of them didn't know what they were doing.
Right. I mean, yeah. Even the Apple Vision Pro we were talking about last week. I watched a thing. The guy who was the head of that project found out what the name of the headset would be the morning it was announced.
Yeah, but who cares about the name?
No, well, exactly. Not who cares, but it's basically like he doesn't need to know the name to do his job. That's the marketing department. They figured that out. If he knows the name, he might slip and say the name. So, you know, I'm sure he was probably even like these people, like, no, if something's not in your purview, you don't
ask. You're
not
me.
It.
I like the whole picture, Tom.
Well, Tim, that's why you're not working for one of these UFO retrieval
groups. How do you
groups.
Know I'm not working for one of those UFO retrieval.
You have too much downtime to be doing this, to be working for one of these groups. But here's what this guy says based on what he knows from his
downtime, Tom.
View. UFOs are primarily unmanned drones.
Okay.
Which makes sense, right? Like, as we've developed drones, it makes sense. Like, oh, yeah, why would these, like, the first time we go to Mars, we don't load up a thing full of astronauts and send them there. We send drones.
Yeah.
UFOs are built to spec each time they are deployed.
Wait, how does he know that?
Because they find, like, very different types of UFOs that seem like they were designed to do different jobs.
I guess we do the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. But here's a big one. UFOs are created by a mobile construction facility that hides in the ocean. Specifically, guess where in the ocean, Tim?
Under the sea.
The Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, my God. Really, Tom?
Yeah. But it will make sense as I get further along. Because get this, the construction facility. So basically, they claim that they know there's a UFO. So basically, it sounds like, you know, some civilization sent like a big UFO. And they were like, well, we got to hide this thing. Hide it in the Bermuda Triangle. And from that thing, we'll deploy little drones to go out and check shit out.
And then go back to the...
And then return back to base.
Tom.
But get this, what?
I'm going to throw this out there that maybe this 4chan post isn't super reliable.
Based on what?
The Bermuda Triangle isn't really a thing. David Copperfield proved that.
He didn't prove it. Timmy disappeared inside of it. The guy that came back out, that was a clone.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you believe he really did some kind of sleight of hand? Mobile construction facility hides in the ocean. And here's why the Bermuda Triangle has the reputation it does. The construction facility destroys anything that comes close to it and will disappear for days when approached aggressively. The U.S. believes the facility has been active on Earth for at least 100 years, but possibly much longer, as much as like 6,000 years or more that it's been there. I mean, why is that funny? If aliens exist, how could they not have been around a million years before
us? It's like 100 years, but, you know, maybe as much as 6,000 years.
Well, basically...
The ramblings of a four-year-old.
No, basically saying, like, they have, maybe not evidence, but, like, a lot of stuff that points to it from, like, 100 years ago.
Okay.
But beyond that, they don't have any evidence, but they don't have any evidence it wasn't there.
Right.
And there are still, like, well, there are a lot of, you know, weird sightings and stories about things even thousands of years ago that could be explained by this.
Gotcha.
Like you said, they're built to spec. So some are like scouts. He claims one they found seemed like it was essentially like a bus that, like, most of these things are empty, but one was built for like a bunch of people to be, not people, aliens to be inside of.
So the aliens are also under the sea?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay. Do they teleport there?
No, I think they just fly through these things, but maybe, who knows? This reminded me of something in my first year. UFO crashes, they remove the bodies well before my team arrives. So this guy, and again, this is where I find it a little more believable, just because this guy's not claiming like he's Q, he knows everything. He's basically saying, yeah, in my entire time working for like the UFO retrieval team, I've seen aliens twice, both times they were dead bodies, and they didn't like the fact that we saw these dead bodies, so they like changed the procedures to compartmentalize things even more. I never saw a body again. But he says this one time,
Alf. That's another one, Tom. That's another one from pop culture.
That's another one. Yeah. UFO crashes. They remove the bodies well before my team arrives. We start to look around, and the craft is unpowered at first. A few minutes later, the craft powers on and starts to close up. We radio out and get a response from the unit removing one of the occupants, aliens, that they are working on it. A few minutes later, the ship powers off and the other team asks if we are good. No mention of how access was possible. I suspect the pilot may have interfaced with the ship by remote or psionic abilities.
What does psionic mean?
Like telepathy.
Okay. Tom,
mm-hmm.
Can I ask you a question about the... I'm going to keep going back to the source of this. Is right. Let me bring it. Like, what makes you believe that this is a credible person?
Oh, I don't believe this is a credible person.
Oh. What have you been talking about the last 15 minutes?
I think it's interesting. I think it's fun. I think there's a chance it could be credible.
Okay.
And that's what I'm saying, like, that there are a few things where it's
you
like...
You just like when everyone's having fun.
Yeah, like a good porno. I like when everybody's having fun. But they're
people having fun in their pornos, like people having fun on 4chan.
People having fun maybe being trapped inside alien ships. They have to radio out and then they, I don't know, start like breaking an alien's fingers. Hey, open up that ship, you little, you bastard. But I do find it, if this is somebody pretending, which, you know, in all likelihood, of course it is. They're at least, I think, doing a more interesting job, not being like, I'm Q. I know everything that's going on.
Right. But look at the relative influence of these two guys.
Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't have as much influence as Q.
So,
Well, he also said he's dying. Well, so,
you believe that?
But he, I think a lot of the...
This is a classic GoFundMe scam. He's trying to get a bunch of UFO truthers to...
to help him with his treatments, Tim. And I gave him 10 grand for it. I want him alive to tell us more. But I do think that a lot of the stuff he says in this kind of... It makes sense and would explain a lot.
Right.
Where...
It would explain a lot.
If there were a UFO presence, an alien presence on Earth, like, okay, let me ask you this. Do you think we're alone in the universe?
No.
Do you think we've been visited by creatures from other planets?
Potentially.
Okay. So if we were, what would the government say or do about it?
Unclear. What government?
Our government.
They lie about it because they just lie about everything.
Exactly. And basically, this guy...
But I think what this implies is a level of competence beyond... Like, it has been revealed.
Yeah.
That...
that the government's wildly incompetent, yeah.
Right? Like, and I'm not talking about, like oh... I'm talking about in terms of...
keeping things a secret.
Yeah. The implementation of large scale projects. Like when you dig into like some of the CIA stuff that has happened over the last 50 years, you're just like, what asshole came up with this? Like what idiot thought this was a good idea?
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that like this is so under lock and key that there are so many capable people that are able to like keep these secrets just doesn't seem plausible.
Well, there are some explanations potentially for that, which we'll
the
get
the aliens are running it.
No, which we'll get into in other.
I don't like how it just came off. It's like, oh, the government can't do anything right. No, yeah. I think the government should be able to do more.
Yeah, I mean, trust Q in their job.
Yeah, of course. And I trust the R POTUS of the United States.
But what I do think this guy says, which makes sense, is like, because, you know, of course, like people ask a ton of questions about like the aliens and the creatures and everything.
And were his, they gray?
And his
yeah, they were gray. How gray?
But his response to a lot of this, which makes a ton of sense in my opinion, is like, yeah, these guys really don't want anything to do with us. Like
the aliens?
Yeah.
Right.
They're here to observe us, to like potentially keep an eye on us, make sure we don't blow ourselves up.
But why would they care if we blow ourselves up?
Why? Because they want to preserve us, I think. I think that they potentially think we're interesting. Maybe they think we'll eventually
show them. We'll destroy ourselves.
We'll eventually
be your little pets.
We'll eventually, you know, get past being like such a violent species and join the intergalactic community. But in the meantime, it would explain why, like, there are a lot of reports during the Cold War of like UFOs appearing over missile silos and like turning everything off.
Right.
Appearing during like nuclear tests, appearing during wars, all kinds of stuff. That basically it's like they're kind of studying us, but then when there's like a lot of violence, they pay more attention and would potentially stop something that would like completely end the world, but are otherwise not engaged. There's also a theory, like, have you ever heard about this? I forget what it's called. This island off of, I believe it's off of India, where it's like this untouched island where, like, you know, that like some missionary went there and got killed.
Okay.
And people are like, no, it's like an untouched tribe. They want to be left alone. Don't go near them. And now, like, I think it's India, but I hope I'm not wrong.
This could really sink us.
But the country government that this island belongs to has also told people, like, hey, they don't want to be bothered. Stay away from them. And, you know, has said, like, our military will intervene if you try to, like, you know, dock there or fly there or something, that there might be some intelligence that's basically claimed us and is like, hey, leave them alone. They've got to find their own way. We'll stop them if they're going to kill themselves. But other than that, we're not going to intervene. We're just going to observe.
Right.
Which, like, because a lot of people were like, yeah, but like, do we have agreements with them? And they're like, does a farmer have an agreement with the cows? No.
Tom,
like,
Tom, I think you were, these are human beings.
No, I'm saying the aliens, that's how they see us.
Oh.
Not this island. I'm talking about the aliens and humans.
Tom, you've been spending a little too much time on 4chan.
No, you misinterpreted that. I'm talking about how the aliens see us. That the government, our government doesn't, that like our government would probably love to communicate with them, but they're like, eh. And if our government, if like that's the truth, if... Yeah, we found some ships. We've found some crashed ships. We don't really know who these people are. All we know is they're like, yeah, these aliens, they're like way more advanced than us. But aside from that, we don't understand the first thing. Why would they come out and be like, oh, FYI, there's, you know, these aliens out there. They could take any of you at any time. We would be powerless to stop them. Because then we'd all be like, well, what are you going to do about that? And they'd be like, oh, I don't know. What?
I agree.
Uh-huh.
Just have one question.
Yeah.
Are you mad at me?
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there, and you know what? You can update it with an app, so every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's auraframes.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's auraframes.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Tim. Well, I will say that the 4chan whistleblower, that out of the three stories I have today, that's the least reliable.
Okay. Good. I'm glad you led with it.
Well, they always say lead with your least reliable story. But now, my most reliable story, Tim. This is the one most people have probably heard about. David Grush.
David Grush?
Grush.
G-R-U-S-H?
S-C-H.
Oh, okay. Well, that adds another letter to the mix.
That adds a wrinkle to this whole thing. He is a former United States Air Force officer and former intelligence agent, intelligence officer, and he is the new whistleblower. He's been blowing the whistle on everything. So let me read this. I believe this is from his Wikipedia. He worked for the National Geospace Intelligence Agency and the National Reconnaissance Office.
Are these real things?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. This is all verified.
Okay.
From 2019 to 2021, he was the representative of the NRO, National Reconnaissance Office, to the Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Task Force. From late 2021 to July 2022, he was the co-lead for UAP analysis for the NGA.
UAP is UFO.
Unidentified Aerial Phenomena.
NGA is the...
is the National Geospace Intelligence Agency,
okay.
And its representative to the task force. He assisted in drafting the National Defense Authorization Act of 2023. He left the government on April 7th, 2023.
They let a guy like that leave the government?
Yep.
I feel like you got to sign like, hey, you're never going to leave. We're going to tell you some things.
Well,
and if you leave, we're afraid you're going to blow the whistle. And then lo and behold...
Well, but here's basically what he's like, quote unquote, blowing the whistle on is, look, I work for the Air Force and then I, you know, work for the, you know, these other two agencies. He had like very, very high level clearance, you know, mm-hmm. for things. And then he was assigned to this UAP task force, which is like what we hear about nowadays. You know, kind of came out of this New York Times story, these Navy videos of the government saying, okay, we're going to like have a task force assigned to investigate this shit.
Right.
That's going to be their only job. And basically,
you had one job, right? They'll say that on
they'll say that.
Yeah.
Basically what he's like blowing the whistle on is, look, I was blocked at trying to like, my job was to get to the bottom of this. I found significant evidence that there are, you know, organizations within the U.S. government that have crashed and otherwise retrieved vehicles, materials, exotic materials, whatever. Yeah. And I have the clearance for this. I was not allowed the clearance for this. He's kind of blowing the whistle on, like, yeah, this task force is bullshit. Like,
right. As most task force.
Exactly.
Are, they're not actually put together to solve problems.
No, I mean, yeah, the people, you know, who, it's not like there are high ranking people in the government that are like, yeah, you know, we never did look into what all this stuff is. Let's get a task force. It's like they thought probably, and they'll probably be right, like, and let's start a task force for a little cover. We won't actually let them get close to anything. This guy tried to get close to things. He got turned away. And now he's blowing the whistle.
He's blowing the whistle. Did he go to Congress?
There are going to be congressional inquiries now about this. Like, he is going to appear before Congress, it sounds like. He said UAP related classified information has been withheld and or concealed from Congress by elements of the intelligence community to purposefully and intentionally thwart congressional oversight of the UAP program.
So, why did they change it to UAP? That sucks. We have 100 years of already talking about UFOs.
Yeah, I mean, it's like one of those things where, like, people change things. I think they also changed it to kind of be like, to try and get away from the association of UFOs, even though, like, that also describes what we're unidentified flying object. That's what we're talking about. Unidentified aerial phenomena, or some people say it's unidentified anomalous phenomena.
Right.
So it's like just, it's just kind of like a vaguer term where it's like, it might not be an object. It might be a phenomena.
I just, you know what? I don't want to get, I don't want to be like one of these old timers that's upset that they changed in baseball. They changed the DL to the IL. When a player got injured, they used to go on the disabled list, and they changed that to just like the injured list. Like, you're not
you're injured.
Yeah,
it's not like that. Well, unfortunately, this person was paralyzed sliding into first base, so now they're on the disabled list.
Yeah, and they just, it's like, no, unfortunately, they be dropped from muscle. The team entirely. Yeah, exactly. But there are this contingent of old timers that are just like, oh, right, well, we can't call it the DL anymore. It's like, who cares?
Yeah.
You just say IL, and you never say it.
I thought for a minute
the
you
guy
said DH, and I was like, why did they change the designated hitter
to the injured hitter?
He goes,
it
out
makes
there,
the game a he, lot worse.
He goes out there and they fucking beat him. It's awful. And
he
knows
can't get
it's
out of the
gonna
way.
Happen.
He's injured. Yeah.
They don't even give him a bat. He just stands one leg in each batter box right over the plate.
Just right centered his body. Yeah. He's ready for it.
Basically what this guy is claiming, which is an explanation for like how the government could have kept this such a secret, is he claims like there are people very high up in these intelligence agencies that view, and in fairness, it's like they're not wrong that they're like, look, the president's a temporary government employee.
Right.
They do not need access to this. This is something that's been going on for, you know, at least since
Eisenhower.
Roswell. Yeah.
When was the Roswell?
47. When was Eisenhower?
I think that was still Truman at that point, right?
Yeah, I think so. So, you know, they're basically saying, he's saying, look, there are people.
HST is what I call him.
Call who?
Harry S. Truman.
Oh, I see. There are people in the government that, you know, they're tasked with this, that it's like, this is the most secret shit ever. The president doesn't need to know. Senators don't need to know. Congress don't need to know. In fact, like, the smallest amount of people possible need to know. And something that will help with that is actually kind of farming this stuff out to defense contractors.
Ugh.
So they're
the lifeblood of American society.
Yeah.
Defense contractors.
Well, and what's interesting about this guy, David Grush, blowing the whistle, is that he's also claiming like there is like an insane amount of white collar crime that's happening within all this.
The defense contractors? No.
Specifically with UAPs.
Okay.
Because I don't want to put words in his mouth. I don't know if he's claimed this, but other people claim that they're like, yeah, basically the government retrieves these things, crafts.
Yeah.
Gives them to Lockheed Martin or Grumman or whatever.
Isn't that the coolest stuff that could happen? Like, these fucking ghouls still turn it into a grift.
Which makes it
Thanks a lot, Raytheon.
Yeah. So, like, they'll get one of these crafts. They'll say, like, okay, we're going to, like, rip a panel off. We'll give that to Boeing. We're going to, like, take this part. We'll give that to Raytheon. And they'll have their people who aren't told where this came from and are told specifically not to ask.
Right.
So they assume like, oh, this could be China. It could be Russia, whatever. Reverse engineer this, figure out how this works, figure out how we can use this. And then those companies sell that back to the government.
Right. It's very cool.
Which, like, that makes sense. That would be how this shit would work. Like, and that would explain
it's
how...
It's called a public-private partnership.
Yeah. So that's what his claim is, that he says there's only, like, 1 to 600 employees that really have, like, even a vague idea of what's going on.
Right.
Because everything's just so extremely compartmentalized that, you know, people are given parts of things. People are given parts of things that are often given parts of things and told not to ask questions about it because it's from our adversaries. And then they're given, you know, a small part of something else. And these, you know, and I think some of these people are like, I don't know what the heck. This doesn't make any sense. I can't make heads or tails of this. And then when they like tell their higher ups go, okay, well, I'll give it back then. Forget it. And like that, all that guy has a story of is like, yeah, one time they gave us this metal and we analyzed it and there were a bunch of alloys that don't make sense.
Right.
And I don't know what that metal is used for.
I should go right to 4chan and tell his story.
We wanted to run this test on it, but they wouldn't let us, you know, which again, I think makes sense if the government legitimately doesn't know a lot about what all this is.
Right.
That the government and this guy.
Why would the government take a step back? Why would any government know about this? Right. Just like they're just guys in charge.
Yeah,
they're
well,
just guys.
Well, I think there's a lot of, you know, thing. You know, there are tons of stories of something crashing, somebody calling the cops. The cops come out and they go like, "Well, we let's call up the local Air Force base,
shoot at it real quick."
Yeah, let's call the Air Force base, see if they've lost anything, and then that quickly just goes up the chain of command.
Right.
To the people that are like, nope, everybody else leave.
Yeah.
Do not touch anything. We'll take care of it. Okay, we've got our A-team in. They're the people that take the aliens. After they work for us for 10 years, we shoot them in the head.
Do you wish that was your career path, Tom? Well, not without the shot in the head part. Or maybe you'd be like, you know what? If I, like... Those 10 years would make it worth it. Like, I'd see so much cool stuff.
I don't know if it'd be worth it if you can't tell anybody.
Well, that's what 4chan is for.
And
though.
I also
and
don't...
And your new favorite place, 8chan.
And I also don't know if you have all the... I think that's probably, like, the frustrating thing for some of these people.
Right.
That's like, I don't...
Well, there's somebody that's getting everything.
Yeah.
Don't you want to eventually be that guy?
The smoking man.
I've watched one episode of the X-Files and it sucked. It was just the plot of Aladdin.
That's really cool. Well, I like
genie.
Those ones. I like the
and
weird
then, like,
ones.
The twist at the end was like, he's with my last wish, I'm setting you free, genie. I was like, yeah, that happened in Aladdin 8 years ago. What are you guys doing?
No, I think it would probably be incredibly frustrating. Like, you know, this 4chan whistleblower said that one of the most interesting crafts they retrieved, he said, seemed like some kind of lab. Mm-hmm. But he was like, I didn't get enough time with it and it had been damaged. So like, that's it. And it's like, don't ever ask about that again. So I think you would probably see so much shit that you would be like, I think if I had one of these jobs, I would see things that would keep me up for like days straight. And then I would,
because they're terrifying or because they're confounding?
Both.
Okay.
And then I wouldn't be able to deal with the idea of like, don't you dare ask about what you saw. Don't ask for any clarification about it. Because that's what even like this guy, David Krush, he talks about it as non-human intelligence. And he claims, at least, he's like, as at least as far as he knows, it's like they don't really know if this is something from another planet or from another reality, another dimension.
Oh, God.
Well, but I mean,
this David Koresh guy is a little off the rock.
Not David Koresh. I mean, basically, he's putting out just like nobody knows.
Yeah.
You know, and the idea is the idea that they came from another dimension that much crazier than another planet?
Yes.
Who knows?
Uh-huh. No, I know. It is.
We haven't gotten to another planet yet, so we don't know. Maybe it's easier to get to other dimensions. Not humans.
Yeah, but you're saying they're putting drones.
Yeah.
Here.
But then they've also got the big base.
All right.
And they do have, some of these crafts are piloted, they've said.
All right. Okay.
All right.
That's pretty much all David Krush said.
Grush claimed that Grush. UAPs could be coming from extra dimensions, that Pope Pius the 12th,
oh Jesus Christ,
had back channeled the existence of a vehicle down in Italy in 1933.
Wait,
to the
this
US.
Is Grush saying this?
Yeah.
Okay.
That he had spoken with intelligence officials whom the U.S. military had briefed. Oh, this is a different thing. They briefed them on very large craft, football size.
The Pope is involved?
No, that's a different thing. That the U.S. government transferred.
Another 4chan thread that you got sucked into?
No, he's claiming that he's heard that in 1933 there was a crash in Italy. And basically, like, Mussolini didn't know what to do with it. And the Pope kind of back-channeled, you know, talked to his people in the U.S. And the U.S. were like, oh, we'll just come take that. Thank you.
Okay.
There are a lot of stories of that, of, like, crashes happening.
Mussolini would have been like, oh, I'll figure this out.
I don't know. Right?
I don't know that. You know, we don't. The American education system really failed us on Mussolini.
Yeah, I don't know that much about Mussolini. Yeah. If only there were another way to find out than going back to high school. But he's basically saying, like, the Italians had something. They didn't know what it was. The Pope helped make some contacts.
Right.
And like I said, there are a lot of stories of shit crashing in countries that all of a sudden the U.S. military shows up and takes over.
Choosing Pius as your Pope name is a baller move. Yeah,
you're the Pope. Let me see. White collar crimes. I mentioned he claims that there has been evidence of aggressive or malevolent activity from UFOs. Basically, claims like people have been killed and the government's covered this up.
Yeah, of course.
Well,
union leaders.
I mean, there are also a lot of stories which make sense that, like, you know, objects have crashed, people have shown up, you know, somebody's like, oh, you two go in there. And then they, like, die of radiation poisoning 2 days later. And they're like, oh, unfortunately, you know, this guy that had radiation poisoning for years and died. Which, again, you know, makes sense that they would cover that up. And something you don't really think about. Like, yeah, don't go run into a UFO. You don't know what kind of, especially a crash.
See, I would not think about that. I'd be like, whoa.
You just run in.
Yeah. If somebody told me to.
if a general told you to. All right. Let me move on to the final story here today, Tim.
The final tale to titillate.
Yeah. Las Vegas. Have you heard about this?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I've heard about the story, though.
No, I've heard about Las Vegas, though. Nevada.
So this was, I believe, in May, but Las Vegas local news just did a story about it, where one night there, something fell out of the sky. You know, potentially a meteor, of course.
You told me about this on the podcast already.
Well, on the other podcast, yeah, I okay. think, which we'll tell people about soon. Mm-hmm. Later in this episode, something fell out of the sky. A police body cam caught it. A bunch of like people's Ring cameras caught it. 40 minutes later, a phone call was placed to 911 by like a teenager who said like, yeah, I'm in my house with my family. Something crashed in our backyard and there are things that aren't human back there. Let me see if I have a quote. For this from the 911 call. There's like an 8-foot person beside it and another one's inside and it has big eyes and is looking at us and it's still there.
Is this 911 call public record?
Yes, yeah.
Have you heard it?
Yes.
Okay.
And he says, I swear to God, this is not a joke. This is actually, we're terrified.
Have you really heard it?
Yes.
Okay.
And the dispatcher said, so there's two people, there's two subjects in your backyard? Correct. And they're very large, the caller said. They're like 8, 9, 10 feet. They look like aliens to us. Big eyes. They have big eyes. Like, I can't explain it. And big mouth. They're shiny eyes and they're 100% not human.
And you've heard this.
I've heard this, and there's also body cam footage. There's
you heard it real. Like, remember that time we thought we had that Bill O'Reilly tape of him talking dirty to his intern? And turns out it was just a parody, somebody reading the transcript.
I don't remember this at all, but you think we had it?
Yeah.
A whistleblower had sent it to us?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I've heard this tape and I've watched the local news story in Vegas. George Knapp, who he was a reporter in a TV reporter in Vegas, but has also like been on the UFO beat for years and years.
Tom,
because they're not too far from Area 51.
Do you think the aliens are pissed? Do you think they were under the impression that whatever happened in Vegas would stay in Vegas?
Maybe they are.
And yeah, now here we are, like, two New Yorkers. Yeah. It's reached us.
Yeah. They're,
might have like, even reached the Pope at this point.
He's like, Glorp Knapp, we're never going back there. I told you the word would spread. No, but I've seen the tapes and it's a few things are clear. One is like something does, you see something fall out of the sky and it looks like a meteor in as far as like it has like a green trail,
right.
But it looks like it's falling straight down, which is super weird. But then
you see
the body cam footage and a cop is going in like the cop that shows up is like, I'll be honest, like the only reason I'm here is like my partner saw what you say you're talking about. And it does seem like these people are scared. It doesn't seem super obvious why they would make this hoax up.
Right.
But
well,
I don't know.
You know, Balloon Boys family.
Yeah, I know. You always just point to Balloon Boys family.
Well, why would you make up that hoax?
Because they were going to be famous and they're going to have their own show.
Yeah, maybe they can have their own alien autopsy show.
But there's been a bunch of, you know, crazy stuff that's happened since. Like, the kids put up, like, a video of, like, from his phone.
This is the Balloon Boy
no,
and
not
his brothers?
The Balloon Boy. Where it's like him and like, I don't know, relatives or friends, like going into the backyard, getting scared and running off. Mm-hmm. And there's like endless analysis of this video where people like, well, if you like lighten it and change the contrast, look here, you can see this. It's not super compelling. Like unless you're stoned. I did see there was like one.
Is it like that scene in Signs where like you
very
kinda,
much
yeah.
so? Like
I
a lot.
Sense. I know something's going on.
A lot of people have pointed to like this is like the opening of Signs, that video from the birthday party. But people have pointed to that they're like, look, you can't.
Did they make the joke that somebody crashed that birthday party?
No, but there's still time. You could jump in.
Yeah. It seems like in the beginning of Signs, somebody crashed that birthday party.
So, yeah, this is like the least, not the least. I mean, the 4chan one's the least. This is weird just because
this is at least documented.
It's at least documented that something fell, and it is like a bunch of people saw it fall. There's video of it falling. It is kind of crazy to not impossible, surely, but that like somebody within, you know, like 40 minutes would be like, all right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to claim they're aliens. We're going to call 911. We're going to have cops come to the house.
If you're going
to
pull a hoax, probably don't involve the police.
Right. And, you know, I say it on the other podcast, but like it's an immigrant family. It seems like the teenage son speaks English the best. Yeah. And it's just like, the kind of people that you think like, yeah, do we want to call the cops at 1 a.m, have them come over, them start questioning everybody for no reason.
As a lark.
Yeah.
As a hoax.
As a lark. And like the kid has said that he's like, yeah, it was really weird. Like when we look back there, like everything was blurry. Like you couldn't really see anything. Which to me, it's like, well, if that were an alien craft that like accidentally crashed, yeah, hopefully they would like, hey, you know, Zorlop, flip on the camouflage.
Hopefully they'd have camouflage. That's the only thing I hope.
Yeah, hopefully they have camouflage and like they don't realize that. You know, maybe it's the same kind of camouflage they use up in the sky. So it's like, oh, they don't realize. No, when you're in like somebody's backyard, they're going to look back there. And it's going to be like, why is there just like a blurry spot in our backyard?
Maybe that's all they got.
But yeah, I mean, that's better than like, why is there an aircraft in our backyard?
Well, Tom, I think what we've learned here today is that you are a grade A rube.
I'm not. I will say this. I want to end with it. I'll do the plugs and we'll end with my final thoughts, which I think you will agree with.
Okay. Ooh, how's that for a teaser? Yeah.
If you like the show, go to tcgt.com for all our links, our subreddit, our Discord, all that stuff. Our social media. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Tom Reynolds.
You can follow me at The Grimace. I'm at your pal, Tim.
Check out our Patreon, patreon.com/completeguide. Tim is reading Once Upon a Time in Hollywood by everybody's favorite foot freak, Quentin Tarantino.
Everybody's favorite legitimate author.
Yeah, everybody's favorite fiction author. It's a novelization of the movie Quentin Tarantino made by the author Quentin Tarantino, which is fascinating.
No relation.
Strangely, no relation. You get that. You get all the back episodes of Books of the Podcast, all at patreon.com/completeguide. Tim, here's my final thoughts. I think no matter what you believe, if you don't think this is true, here's what I think. Then I think you should be asking, why does the government want us to think this is something right now?
Okay.
Because like this whistleblower was cleared by, like, he went through like the official channels to be able to like do. And I don't completely understand, you know, the semantics of it, the differences, but I've seen people say like, actually he didn't like go through the like whistleblower procedure. He went through the same procedure that, like, I know the one of the showrunners on The Americans worked for the CIA, so they had to, he said it actually like was great because they would have to write the entire season before they shot, because he would have to send that all to the Pentagon to make sure he didn't put some details in there that aren't, that he shouldn't have, that aren't cleared,
right?
So it's, you know, there's a standard procedure if you have, like, I think any kind of top level clearance. Hey, the Pentagon needs to clear what you're going to talk about to the media before you talk about it. So the Pentagon cleared them. They said, yeah, you can go to the media and talk about this. And I think between that, the Navy videos from the New York Times, and then potentially other stuff, it's like, all right, if this doesn't exist, the government has shifted from wanting us to think that's all hocus pocus malarkey to Maybe you should be thinking about this.
It's another one of your jags where it's like, and they don't want us looking too closely at the 2020 election results.
No, I mean, people have speculated that, like, maybe there's been speculation, A, that, like, maybe we've developed some crazy advance, something we didn't think we would be able to do for 1,000 years, but we've created it. And this, the government wants to kind of create a cover for that.
Right.
Other people think that we want the Chinese specifically to think, hey, we've recovered off-world vehicles. Think twice about, like, trying anything, because, like, you have no idea the technology we have access to.
Yeah, but then a slow-moving balloon.
You know, anything could be possible, but right. But I think it's clear that there's something weird going on
right.
with the government not acting like they normally do with all this stuff.
Yeah, I agree. Something's afoot, or maybe they're just like, hey, flood the zone with everything. This is what we've learned. Like, hey, yeah. Put it out there, say everything, and like anything, something is only like any bit of news or any news story only captures people's attention for 4 minutes, our collective attention, before we move on to the next thing. So, like, put it all out there. Like,
yeah,
they could have printed all of this in the New York Times and been like, hey, there's aliens. We met them. They could do an interview on the news with an ET, I think.
Yeah.
And then by the next day, we'd be like, oh, my God, did you see that it's Grimace's birthday?
Did you see Tim changed his robot to Grimace?
You know what I mean, right? Like, yeah. I think there is this, like, everything moves so fast now, and like, we just move on to the next thing. So it's just like, all right, tell them.
Yeah, tell them there's shit up there, and we don't know what it is.
Yeah, and they won't know how to process that. Like,
yeah.
It's the same thing. It's like, I think, like, climate change stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like,
yeah, what am I supposed to do about this?
What am I supposed to do about this? I have no context for any of this. Yeah. Like, so much, like, okay, sounds bad or sounds whatever. Like,
or sounds good.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Okay, I got to go to work, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that...
Or I got to argue with somebody on the internet about, like, something way more frivolous than
yeah.
this.
Yeah, well, and that's part of, I believe, David Grush's complaint, that he's basically saying, like, look, we've had some of this shit for, like, almost 100 years now, and we haven't really figured any of it out, and it's because the people in charge of this are, like, hell-bent on nobody knowing about it.
Right.
Maybe if we opened it up, we were a little more honest, we might be able to figure some of this stuff out. And, like, you know, the government's hell-bent on figuring out how to make weapons out of this stuff. Well, maybe we could figure out how to make, like, a power supply that's inexhaustible.
Yeah.
And solves all of our problems, you know, overnight.
Well, now that you and I are on it.
Yeah.
Now that we know. It's only a matter of time.
It is.
Finest minds of our generation.
Well, tune in next week. You'll find out what we've reverse engineered.
See you next week.
That was a HeadGum podcast.